you know, go through the emotions of scoring that goal, and you know, what was it? Where would you rank that goal in terms of the goals you've scored in this league so far?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there. I mean, it was a big goal for the group, but I mean, you can't really put into words the type of pass that Ralphie gave me through the middle there. I mean, that's an NHL caliber pass there, and for him to, you know, do that in that situation, it just shows you know, the guts and the confidence he has in me. And yeah, I mean, I was pretty lucky. I mean, it started bobbling there for a bit, so for that one to go in, it was pretty special.
And overall for you, I mean, a terrific game, and you know, Coach Price gave some faith in you and put you on a line with Kaspik and Gregor there at the end. Just talk about your game from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I think just with the group we have here, I mean, we're such a deep team that just kind of sticking to my game plan, I think I've learned a lot from these guys, especially, you know, Kaspik. I think he's one of the guys I try to model my game after. So, I mean, to be put on that line, and for, you know, Coach to kind of believe in me like that, it's obviously really humbling. So, I mean, whenever I can get on that line, just make sure I'm doing the little things right, and it's obviously a huge honor for that.
For you guys, I mean, this week was a pretty rough week for you guys, and to come back tonight and find those 2 points, it must have been pretty crucial for the guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was 2 wins that we would have liked to get there, but, I mean, with our group, we're a really confident group, and we know that if we stick to our game plan, good things are going to happen. So I think tonight showed. I think it just shows how resilient this group is.
The Giants goalie there, Trent Miner, he gave you guys some fits. Just talk about, were you prepared for that guy, or did he just kind of stumble you right on the way there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, in this league, there's not a bad player. So with Tendik, you know, not playing him in, I mean, we knew it wasn't going to be an easy game. He's obviously an amazing goaltender. So huge props to him. He had a great night.
Consider this pretty much the most complete game you guys have played all season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we played a full 60 besides that little mishap at the end. But even with that, I mean, we're a group that knows, like, we just need the next one. Nothing to panic about. You know, Philly, our captain, he's a great leader for us. And he just told us on the bench, like, just next shift, let's get this one. So, I mean, I thought all night we were going, and it showed there in the end.
Guys as well, I mean, to get a win against Vancouver, who right now, if the playoffs started today, you guys would be playing them. Did that a little bit to beat them tonight too?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, every game here is like a playoff. I mean, it's such a hard league, and everyone's so good that with tonight, I mean, it's such a playoff atmosphere. So I mean, for sure, if we, you know, when we get these guys in playoffs, if we do, I mean, this is definitely a game that it'd look like.
7 games in 11 nights. It's been, and with lots of travel. Comment on the wear and tear on the body on that, and the rest that you're going to have this week.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's obviously tough. It's a tough schedule. It's a tough league, but we've got such a good training staff here with Corey Elliott. He makes sure that, you know, our body's ready to go, and that you know, we have awesome facilities here to get us going. So, I mean, that helps a lot. But yeah, I mean, once again, it just shows how much we want to push and we want to, you know, get the wins, even though we're not feeling 100%.